Today, coal generates one-third of the nation's electricity. That's down from nearly half a decade ago. As we've heard, it's facing competition from cheap natural gas. But some states are pouring money into so-called clean coal research. They want to capture carbon emissions from power plants. States that are rich in coal, including North Dakota, want to keep the industry viable. Amy Sisk of Prairie Public Broadcasting reports.
I'm at an event hosted by the trade group for North Dakota's coal industry. The Lignite Energy Council is having teachers play Jeopardy. The point is to teach them about lignite, the type of coal found here in North Dakota.
Lignite for 500, and the answer is lignite supply in years.
What is 800 or more?
Yes, very good. What is 800 or more years supply of lignite?
With that long-term potential, the industry has no desire to stop mining anytime soon. It supports 4,000 jobs in North Dakota, where coal's burned at power plants right next door to mines. The state generates so much electricity from coal that about half is sent out of state. The way the state processes that coal could look quite a bit different down the road. The future, judging by current research efforts around the country, lies in carbon management. Here's how Mike Holmes with the Lignite Council describes it at this teacher seminar.
We're looking at CO2 as a challenge, but also an opportunity.
One big effort to eliminate those emissions involves designing a power plant that captures the carbon dioxide it creates. Some of the CO2 would power the plant. The rest, one option is to store it.
We would have to have the right conditions underground, temperature and pressure.
Dan Daly is a geologist with the state's Energy and Environmental Research Center. He's talking here to the teachers.
We would have to have the right kind of rocks, a rock to store the CO2 in, and a rock that would form a seal over that storage layer.
Another option is to transform carbon dioxide into a money maker. Joan Dietz works for a plant in central North Dakota that gasifies coal and turns it into various products, like fertilizer and gasoline additives.
Well, you know, knowing that we probably will be in a carbon-constrained world going forward, we looked at it as an opportunity for generating more revenue.
CO2 from this plant is piped up to Canada. There, it's sent down into old oil wells to boost production. There's potential to do this in North Dakota's rich Bakken oil fields. Holmes sees a big payoff if researchers can develop the technology to send carbon dioxide into newly tapped shale formations.
It would double one of the biggest oil plays the United States has had.
Developing all this technology isn't cheap. President Donald Trump is a big proponent of clean coal, but has proposed cutting much of the federal funding for this research in his budget. Many of these projects will require a lot more investment before they're even ready on a commercial scale. Recently in Mississippi, plans for a new coal-fired power plant with few emissions were scrapped after the project ran billions of dollars over budget.
To clean it up, it becomes uneconomical.
Gene Wirtz farms near a coal mine in North Dakota and keeps a critical eye on the industry as a member of the Dakota Resource Council, a grassroots energy watchdog group.
It's a sad deal because I've got neighbors, friends that have kids working on at these coal mines and stuff, and they're going to lose their jobs, I'm afraid.
Wirtz would like to see all this money going toward clean coal technology used instead to train coal workers for jobs outside the industry. But that's a tough sell in places like North Dakota, with plenty of coal still in the ground. For Here and Now, I'm Amy Sisk.